This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven at the hour. Monday is upon us. Monday.
To believe the social media comments that are a focus of Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. We have this ongoing Twitter thing, and Instagram.com/Good Day. You think the only thing that Victoria and I did this weekend was take pictures? There they are. Those pictures of the two of us together, who's the mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? All right, so, Carrie, you've seen the two pictures. You've seen, actually, how many? We had three pictures, I think. Didn't we have the three pictures from the event last Friday? Victoria and I were at the Talkers Meet at Hofstra University. The program came to you on Friday from a great studio. Man, they have great facilities there. And so I actually put on a tie for the occasion. I have, when we were moving things over here, I put my ties in the closet. Meredith says, oh, yeah, here are all these ties that you never wear. So I decided to wear a tie. And there it was. And actually, it looks like the two of us are the same height. I think Victoria took off her shoes, and I was standing up. I mean, I was really standing.
That was the one outtake that Rich gave me about it. He said that Victoria was even taller than I am. Yeah. And I don't know if it was due to heels or not, but he said if the three of us, or I guess four of us, including Jen, all got together, we would make you look short.
Jennifer is the tallest. I think it was a nice conversation. Let's see here. Robert says, when can you introduce me? Robert, come on. Grow up, will you? Nathan says, pretty lady, but who's the guy trying to... I don't know that I care for that particular that reference, if you will. Dougie looking handsome as usual, Maya said. Janet says, how nice for both of you. You both look good, yes. It's not about looking. It's just kind of all of this stuff. The comments were rather superficial, and I didn't find them to be particularly appealing, frankly. What I think we always miss in this, and I'm trying to get too cerebral here, but when you look at somebody and you're only interested in how he or she looks, you miss the chance to find out what they are really all about. And not that I had any doubts about Victoria, because when she started working here, it was clear that she knew how to engage herself in the radio world. And she also was smart enough to be able to figure out how to engage herself in the social media world or the technology world or the new world order here of communication. And she has a point of view that is helpful for all of us to have. We need exposure to different ideas. We need exposure to things that challenge us. We need exposure to things that make us not necessarily uncomfortable, but just, okay, really? Is that the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth? For example, I will start off our conversation here with a display of my disgust for a suggestion that, depending on how regulators look at it, will be another horror story, perhaps the worst horror story in the recent history of agriculture in America, in our kind, in the world. The Bayer Company, you know how Bayer Aspirin, B-A-Y-E-R, has become a mainstay? Does everybody take Bayer Aspirin? Do you have Bayer Aspirin in your medicine cabinet, Victoria?
I do not, but no. My dad does.
Okay. Well, you don't use aspirin for anything?
No.
No, okay. That was no.
I don't. I can't even think of a time, actually, that I've maybe...
It's good for aches and pains.
I don't know if I'm allergic to it or not, actually.
Well, maybe. A lot of people are. Yeah, you ought to know that. Do you, Kara, use Bayer aspirin?
No, I don't know if I've ever used it either. Maybe... maybe sometime, but I used to get migraines a lot when I was younger, and I would always use Aleve for those.
Yeah. Well, that's the new, it's acetaminophen or whatever they call it. There's Aleve, there's Advil, there's Tylenol. All of these things are outgrowths of basic aspirin. And I'm not here to talk about aspirin, except that that's how Bayer made their money. They now have become, they're the largest group in Europe to be involved in agriculture. And a lot of the things that we use here in America in agriculture come from Bayer. Well, they are now on my list. Not that I thought they were a great company before or not, because there are a lot of things that they do that are quietly the same as Monsanto. Monsanto is more overt, more out there, more or less, shall we say, influenced by public opinion. The Europeans have a different way of looking at these sorts of things. They're quieter, they're more reserved, they're more polite sometimes in discussing some of the things that are from Monsanto's ilk. In my opinion, Monsanto is the Darth Vader of industry, the Darth Vader of, never mind that particular segment of business, but just in general, they suck. It's a horrible company.
Absolutely.
They do horrible things. But now Bayer wants to buy them, and today Monsanto will consider a $62 billion cash offer to buy Monsanto, which would make them the largest crop, seed, and pesticide company in the world.
Ugh.
Now, Monsanto...
Sorry, there's no other way to say it.
There's some good that comes out of what they... I think Bayer is a better company, at least from what I know about the Monsanto. I can't tell you that I feel... And a lot of my... most of the small farmer friends that I have are in agreement with me. Some of the larger people disagree with me, and some of you this morning listening to the program will say, ah, there he goes again. But I just said, listen, we all have our experience. I do not like genetically modified crops. I don't like the idea that these people try to control, and Bayer is going to get bigger at it, controlling the food supply in the world. That's really what these people want to do. They want to control the source of seeds, and therefore they will control the food supply. And it's bad. It's not good.
Right.
They're going to pay $122 a share for Monsanto, which is a 37% premium. Actually, if anybody had been smart or knew this was going on, there's a little insider trading here. It would have been a good time. The 1st of May, if you smelt this coming, it would be a good time to buy stock in Monsanto, because if, in fact, they are able to pull this off. If you put $100 into it the 1st of May, you get $135 out of it when they make the deal. So you get a 30. That's not
now,
like,
Bayer will have the controlling interest then, and then Monsanto
yes.
will just be.
Monsanto will be run
into.
Right, a division of Bayer.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of duplication there. They'll bring them. You know, that's what that. Most of these big conglomerates, when they get together like this, there is savings. In putting the companies together. That's why they do it. That's why they would pay that kind of dough for this.
Yeah, and I'm surprised Monsanto would agree to this, unless it's just the people at the top being even greedier than we think they are.
Well, no, I mean, it's not. I don't have a problem with making money. I don't think it's greed. I think what it is power and control, which people sometimes translate into greed. Well, the greed may fold into this, Victoria, in a way, in terms of trying to control the food supply. For them, that's just good business. If you eliminate your competition, let's take it this way. I have, as competitors, I have Don Imus, I have Hugh Hewitt, I have America's Morning Snooze. What are the other? I think that's it. Those three are the Wall Street Journal. So I have those competitors. Would I like for them, any of them or all of them, to go away? Absolutely. I'd have 400 more stations like that if they went away. Are they going to go away? Probably not. Maybe one of them will go away. But that would be a great thing. I'm not going to go to Wall Street Journal and say, hey, can I buy your morning radio program? That's probably not going to happen. Or any of the others. In many instances, that sort of a deal, many companies just wait out the competition because they're better and they win eventually anyway. That will not be the case with Monsanto and Bayer. They're not going to wait out trying to see if Monsanto's going to go out of business, because that's not how it works. But at any rate, the interesting thing about this is how much focus there is on what they do as, you know, the average person. I love it. The fellow who's the spokesperson for Bayer said, quote, "Together we would draw on the collective expertise of both companies to build a leading agriculture player with exceptional innovation capabilities to the benefit of farmers, consumers, our employees, and the communities in which we operate." Do you know what a load of crap that is?
A complete load of crap.
That's a complete load of BS. I have not much use for them now. So the bad guys will be Bayer. That's pretty much the story. Your food, what you eat. Look at a box of cereal. Look at anything that you buy. Never mind the fruit. Although I did see something. Now I'm going to be stretching. Over the weekend, I saw something about a new bill or a new mandate that calls for identifying more of the ingredients in food, but it still doesn't, because Monsanto has at every turn been successful at keeping country of origin labeling off of the food that comes from elsewhere, and also to keep what is in the if it's GMO stuff, they've been very successful keeping that off of the labels as well.
There is a GMO app that you can scan things, and a lot of ingredients that have been identified as GMO will pop up on your app. But that's pretty much the best line of defense that we have right now with this type of food labeling.
Mm-hmm. So Dow Chemical and DuPont have merged or are agreeing to merge. Whether it gets by regulators or not makes would be interesting. Monsanto tried to acquire Syngenta, which is a Swiss pesticide maker, last year. Instead, they were acquired by China National Chemical Corporation. But think about it this way. If, in fact, the major ag companies have in the name of their company chemical, what does that tell you about what is the mainstay of their product or their business? It is not agriculture. It's chemicals. Don't be fooled. 18:19 at the hour, and good day.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Are
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
And the music portion of this hour of the Good Day program, 23 and change after the hour. Performances from last night's Billboard Music Awards. Some debut songs, for example, this is Pink, Just Like Fire, from the new Alice in Wonderland film, Alice Through the Looking Glass. Crack this up, Carol.
No matter the weather, we can do it better. You and me together, forever and ever.
I must admit to not knowing much. I know who Pink is, but I don't know much about her. What do we need to know about Pink?
Well, she's got a great voice, and up until her performance last night on the Billboards, no one sang live. So it was really refreshing when Pink came out and sang a cappella, and then they fly her up in the air upside down, and she's still singing. She's amazing. So
really?
It was a nice moment on the Billboard Music Awards, yeah.
What has she been known for heretofore?
She's had a bunch of hits in this same genre, this sort of
poppy,
you know,
rocky
pop, yeah, pop, yeah, rock kind of genre.
Where is she from?
Girl. If I had to guess, I'd say like
City
Detroit,
girl.
But I don't
right.
know. I feel like I'm
Detroit. All right. Also performing last night, Rihanna, "Love on the Brain." This is from her new album, Auntie. I didn't say Auntie, A-U-N-T. I said Auntie, A-N-T-I.
Right.
She does nothing for me.
See, this song is amazing. I love her doing this.
Didn't we hear a song that was kind of poppy from her? It was new a couple of weeks ago?
Yes, with Calvin Harris, yeah.
Yeah, we like that. You like this?
This has got an old soul sound to it.
Yeah, it does kind of sound soulful. Yeah. But she overdoes everything. It seems rather from being an overstatement. She overdoes more often than not. But I think she has talent, but she... It's like, listen to this. Crank it up, Karen.
No matter what I do, I'm no good without you. And I can't get
I don't think that's guess we're overdoing it. That's me actually hearing some kind of emotion in her voice as compared to someone like Christina Aguilera or Mariah Carey, who I think both, and I love Mariah Carey, and I think they both have great voices, but they just, it doesn't sound real or emotional to me. It just sounds like, you know, they're doing a whole bunch of trills and stuff to show off their voices. This sounds like she actually feels something to me.
To me, Christina Aguilera is just a vocal gymnast, and that's all it is. So, I think Rihanna is phenomenal, and I love when Rihanna slows it down and sings a ballad like this.
All right. And don't do too much. Then we can say that for Monsanto. All right, also on the music card here is Nick Jonas.
This place is just a world made up by someone who's afraid to get to.
That's like a Christmas song. Isn't it the way it begins? There's some Christmas song stuck in my mind. It came up in my mind. Tavlo.
Yeah, she sings on the duet with them. They were called last
close.
Night too.
Say they did well last night, did they?
They were really good. Yeah. Thanks to the Jonases, for both Jonas Brothers, Joe with his DNCE band, and Nick Jonas, both of them sang live, and it was great. And I'm so tired of all these award shows where everyone's lip syncing, and it's so obvious.
Yeah. There's no energy.
It's so nice when someone has talent and can actually sing a song.
The album's called Last Year Was Complicated. So this again is called Close. So some songs from last night's Billboard Music Awards. More of that later on. Nick Jonas, Rihanna, and Pink here on Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Oh man, oh man, I am like you, so I will do from what you're feeling. Cause if I want you, then I want you, babe. I'm going backwards.
Be mindful how you define your limits. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Anytime you say, oh, I can never do that, or otherwise define what you cannot do, you are actually creating limits for yourself. Think about that. What purpose does creating limits for yourself serve? Well, one purpose might be is that they box you in and they make you feel safe. And that might feel good temporarily, but when it's all said and done, people ultimately end up happier having pushed themselves to see what they can really do. You can do much more than you realize. So today, I'm inviting you to step back and reevaluate the limits you've put on yourself. For help seeing your potential, visit drchristianconti.com and be sure to like us on Facebook.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL. Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash fast? Just go to 45cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 45cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 45cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 45cash.com. Again, 45cash.com.
This is good day. It is a gift from you. The world is turning.
The world, the subject of our scrutiny here on the Good Day program. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. We have vacation time rapidly approaching. This is Memorial Day week. Memorial Day weekend coming up, the unofficial start of the summertime. I will tell you something. As the clock ticks, it seems to me like 5 minutes ago when I said that last year. And then from that time, it's a buzzsaw to the 4th of July and another buzzsaw to Labor Day. Before you know it, it'll be Halloween. It'll
You're
be Thanksgiving.
You're already depressing me. It's
it'll
Monday.
Be Christmas. Anyway, so if you're scheduling a summer family vacation or road trip, you probably are thinking about involving a trip to places that maybe you have never been before. I hope that that's what you do this year. Take a trip to some place you've never been. Even if you have a summer place, you got a cottage on the beach, you go to the mountains, you go to the lakes, whatever it is. But do something different. Go somewhere that you haven't gone.
And, amen.
Yeah, and yeah, I find it interesting to see what people do in the name of. I was talking to a fellow the other night who's on the planning board here. Every year he rents a place on the coast of Maine the first 2 weeks of June, because he likes the coast of Maine and it's less expensive before the 4th of July. So he does the same thing, but there's no challenge in that. I live my life looking for challenges, looking for something different, looking for something new, looking for something to add on to the resources that I already have experientially. And so I'm this year going to take Express. Why did I just went right out of my mind? The European.
Okay.
No, the Orient Express. Hello. I was thinking about me. I'm going to do that in September. Meredith and I are going to take the trip, and I've not had a vacation ever.
I was going to say, when's the last time you had a vacation?
I've never taken a vacation. I take the program with me when I go on trips and stuff because it's easy to do, but I'm just going to disappear for a while.
Wow.
But that's the kind of stuff, that's something I've never done before, and she's never done before, so you want to do something different if you can. Everybody's different. I'll tell you one thing, I'm not flying to Egypt this year, although that's probably not fair. I'm guessing the more and more that we talk about this Egypt Air flight, the more obvious it is to me, or the more I feel instinctually that I'm right about the plane, and for a change, it's not going to be terrorism. It's going to be something wrong with the plane. That's just
So the crap can Airbus theory is actually correct.
Yeah, well, in my mind, it is at this point anyway.
But to be fair,
anything like that can happen. The Boeing people had a lot of trouble. These new 787, the batteries that were in them for the first 4 or 5 months they were flying the planes, they were more on the ground than they were in the air because they hadn't figured out how to make that work. Yeah. But at any rate, it still is sad. I thought the most interesting part of this for me is to acknowledge how much the Coptic Christians are influential in, you know, Christianity is not big in the Middle East. Duh. You really think so, Doug? But there are a lot of Christians. I've said this many, many times. My four trips to Jerusalem and to Israel, and I think I'll do another one of those this year, too, if I can in the fall. The idea that it's all about the Muslims, all about the Jews, and they all fight with each other, it is not true. That's just not true. Leadership in any circumstance. The Germans didn't, by nature, hate the Jews. It wasn't until they were used as a scapegoat for their other problems that came out of the settlement of World War I, where fact that Hitler was as good at stirring the pot as he was, and, you know, blaming, okay, these people, they're our problem. They're the ones who've caused this. And, you know, you can say that about any group or minority. The Americans have done it, or the black people have done it, or the Jews did it, or the Muslims, whatever it is. You can find anybody to blame. And sometimes you may be right, or there may be a shred of truth to what you're suggesting. At any rate, I find it's appalling and rather distracting for me, anyway, as somebody who's been around, to the easy shot that you'd take at scapegoating somebody, some group, for things that are a problem, it's too easy to do that. And we have to think those things through, I think, a little bit better. I'd like to think that we think them through. I think we're better than that. I would like to think that most of us are better than that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But the other side of it is that apparently the guy that runs Daesh, oh no, the Taliban. Who do we get? One of the bad guys this weekend got
Taliban. Yeah.
Taliban bad guy. Okay.
Yep.
So why are we still chasing the Taliban around? You're never going to get rid of them. Why are we focusing the same attention on Daesh?
Right.
I don't get that. What's the problem? Why? Anybody want
to? I don't get it either. I mean, to me, the Taliban, where have they been?
Who cares?
Not that I want them back, but, like, where have they been?
Well, they're not doing anything other than what they've been doing for a long time. They pose no... The only threat they pose is to Americans who are over there that ought not to be there. The
right.
Taliban wants to control the drug trade in Afghanistan and neighboring countries. That's what they want to do. So when we went in to go find Osama bin Laden, we gave them, the CIA gave them a briefcase, the leader of the Taliban, $73 million in cash to get the hell out of the way while we went and looked for Osama bin Laden. Well, that didn't work so well. They got $73 million, and then they started stirring things up again, and they protected bin Laden or made it easy for him to get out and go, you know, to stop two of the, you know, whatever trip he was on, get him out of the way. So we create these situations. It's just mind-bogglingly stupid for us to be in Afghanistan. We're not doing anything. The only reason we went there in the first place was to get Osama bin Laden. So, hello, the last time I checked, he was at about 30,000 feet below the surface of the Indian Ocean.
Right.
So why are we still there? You're never going to get the Taliban. The Russians fought against him for 4.5 years. They didn't get anything except thousands of dead Russian soldiers. You're not. These people know the mountains. They know the region. They know how to fight. Get the hell out of there.
I agree completely.
What are we doing there?
Yeah.
Now the president and his connection, as all of them have, to the military-industrial complex, announces over the weekend they were going to sell arms to Vietnam. Okay. On the surface, maybe it makes sense because the Chinese are getting more muscular in that area and they have to stand up for themselves or whatever it is, whatever the excuse is, we're going to let them buy arms. And the only thing that does is create, I guess it's jobs, good business for American gun manufacturers and tank manufacturers and airplane manufacturers. That's all it is. It's business. It is.
Yep.
The Vietnamese, the Chinese could stomp on them like an ant, for God's sakes. Selling them arms if you're selling them under the premise that you expect them to be able to take care of themselves, it's nonsense. It's ludicrous for that to be the end game.
Well, it seems like everything now is just the business of war.
Yeah.
It's not even, it's just business.
Well, that's
everything,
that's what it is.
Money.
Yeah. It supposedly is good business. That's what some people would tell you. 43 after the hour here on Good Day. Food for the poor. One of the largest international relief and development organizations in our country. They work and minister to the poorest of the poor in 17 countries through the Caribbean and Latin America. I have decided I want to help them, but I have to ask you to be the helper, really. I can help them by giving you the information. You can help them by providing $75 to send life-saving food, secure housing, clean water, health care, micro-enterprise projects. That's what the people for Food for the Poor, teaching people how to do, raise their own food, that kind of stuff. Better future. This is a good organization. The money goes to where they say it should go, to help the children. 844-868-4673. Should you decide to spend $75 to help provide food, housing, emergency relief, that sort of thing, to these people in these poor countries like Haiti that have no infrastructure. After the earthquake, everybody forgot about them. Guess what? There still is no infrastructure. There isn't going to be because they don't have any money.
Yeah, I have a friend who does volunteer work in Haiti post earthquake, and she said she is familiar with Food for the Poor. I was talking to her about it this weekend, and she said, I'm so glad that you guys are supporting them. They're such a wonderful organization, and they're actually on the ground doing real work. So I'm very, very proud that our show is helping them and spreading a great message.
Tax-deductible contribution, whatever amount you decide to give, $75. Can you imagine? $75 is enough to provide food and clean water to
for
a
one
child
year.
For a year.
I know. It's incredible. We take so much for granted.
We sure do. I can't. $75 is hard to go to a restaurant and get a good meal for a couple of people for $75. That's a way of thinking about it. Think about last time you went to the restaurant, a decent restaurant. $75 you pay for a meal for three people, if you're lucky. 844-868-HOPE. 844-868-4673. Take our, that's not advice, it's just a request. Oh, this is a cool thing. Use your use a phone and hit pound 250, and you get through to them. You say the word give when you hit pound 250, and it'll bring you, you don't have to remember all those numbers. Pound 250, the word give, to help with food for the poor.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1219 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-1219. 800-600-1219.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
So Bill Clinton's been going around the country taking shots at Trump. What a surprise. The gun lobby endorsed Donald Trump, so he took a shot at them as well. And meanwhile, Donald Trump has called for an end to gun-free zones. One of the things I find interesting about Trump is that whoever he talks to last before he goes through the door, that's that's the focus of his, whatever the conversation may be for the next 5-10 minutes. Started calling Hillary Clinton crooked, which I think he probably could do without. It was easy to see, you know, who he was. He's pandering to the gun people, and I don't know that he had to work too hard to get this support, because I don't know too many gun people were thrilled with Hillary Clinton. So yeah. I don't think you have to work too hard at that. One way or the other. Bernie Sanders, meanwhile, says he doesn't want America to choose between two people they don't like, i.e. Mrs. Clinton and Donald Trump, so choose me. And Mark Cuban has been in the news this weekend because he's been talking. He apparently was interviewed by somebody. I don't know who it was, frankly.
Meet the Press he was on, I think.
Oh, he was on Meet the Press?
Yeah.
I pay no attention. I call it Meet the Jerks now. So Cuban said, I could be anybody's vice president. Okay. Not a bad idea, actually. 50 minutes past the hour and good day.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
It's 7 before the hour. It's 53 after the hour. It's time for Technology in Review. Tech Talk time on Good Day. Victoria and I have some things in our sights. The Uber folks apparently know when you need a ride. The app can tell when your phone battery is low. Huh? How do they figure that? So this allows them to charge more and more?
This is a scary, yeah. I mean, if an app can access your phone, your information that's that vital to your phone, like your battery level, and then that's how they charge your surge pricing. Because they know that you're more desperate.
They say they don't exploit this knowledge. Really?
Yeah, right.
Why do you use it then?
Yeah, exactly.
Why do you have it in the first place?
Yep.
I have it. I like Uber for the most part. But I think this they're like every other one. This is a software company. They have people who figure out how to do this stuff, and that's it. They don't own the cars. The people don't really work for them. People are trying to get them to hire them as employees. That'll never work in the long run because it's not their model. Their model is not to have any equipment other than the computers and not to have any employees other than people that take to run the computers. That's it. That's all. And they're a $5 billion company. So that's got to tell you something about the need for their services. But I think in some circumstances, when companies get like this, they overdo it. Do you know what I mean? They go too far, and then they ruin what they have. Just get people into cars and shut up. That's all. Okay, up next, Google. Levi's, Amazon. Hooray! This is good day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
All right, let's see what we have here. 56 past the hour. Amazon has some news about its own brand of snacks, diapers, and detergent. Yes, I've always wanted to have an Amazon diaper. I think that's important. Amazon is not your traditional retailer. I bought a couple of TV sets over the weekend for my new house. I went to Best Buy with Bob to buy them. And the comparison is to go to, you look at your Amazon app or you go to Amazon on your smartphone or whatever they're charging for these TVs. That's what you can buy them for at Best Buy or any place else. And you wonder how it is. Amazon ships stuff, doesn't cost you to buy that stuff from Amazon. So the margin, because the margin is pretty slim on these TVs anyway. They're pretty much, there's about $100 on these things, give or take. And so if there is that or less, Amazon's selling them for less, and they're shipping free. There's not a lot of markup in these things. They're what they call fair market, fair trade items. I think that's what they call them. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if they're doing the same thing with these diapers or the other things that they're selling. This is an interesting. You can go on to Amazon and find pretty much anything you want. I can't find a tractor on Amazon, but you can find a lot of other stuff.
How many people search Amazon for a tractor, Doug?
Probably not many people. but they're going to do eBay. You wait and see. You can find tractors on eBay. You wait and see. Amazon's going to do that. All right, so now, in the same vein, Google and Levi's are going to launch a wearable, technologically astute jacket. Well, what's going to be in the jacket?
Well, this is a really interesting thing. Last year, Google announced that they wanted to get into what they call the wearables. And right. So it's technology that's paired with either smart pants or smart socks or whatever. And they decided that their first test model is going to be a denim jacket. So they partnered with Levi's, and the denim jacket looks very cool, kind of industrial looking, and it's very fashionable. And the technology is in the fabric. It's literally woven into the fabric. The thing that's interesting about the jacket, they aimed this at urban cyclists. So someone who's riding along on their bike in the city doesn't have time or it's not safe to be pulling your phone out for everything. So you literally swipe the arm of the jacket. It's programmable and everything. It's voice activated, too. And it's washable. That's the most important thing. It's washable.
Unbelievable. Yeah. All right. Tech Talk time on Good Day. 59 past the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.